Lakeland. The cross-country ski season is well underway in the Lakeland, and skiers are welcome to enjoy many cross-country ski trail networks close to home. In Bonneville, the Bonneville Nordic Ski Club welcomed a great ski season, due to the abundance of snow since November, said Les Parsons, president with the Bonneville Nordic Ski Club. For people interested in trying out cross-country skiing for the first time, we welcome them to join us for our free lessons with free equipment rentals Saturday, January 21, at Muriel Lake, said Parsons. The free lesson and tour with the club will be from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. He said both adults and children aged 5 and up are invited to join. In addition to the free ski rentals and brief lesson, there will also be a fun ski tour on the trails. People who are already skiers are also welcome to attend, said Parsons, noting that, if you are confident in your ski ability and want to explore the trails with free retail skis apart from the group, that's fine too. The free rental ski pickup will be at the ACFA Régionale de Bonneville from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and is done on a first-come and first-serve basis. The ski return will at 3 p.m. at the Muriel Lake Trailhead parking lot after the event. To meet new friends, we encourage you to bring a snack dessert and a thermos of hot beverages to share with others in the heated cabin by the parking lot at the end of our ski adventure between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m., said Parsons. And bring along some small stools to sit on in the cabin. Cross-country skiing can be an affordable family-friendly sport that allows familiar to also explore the wilderness in the region. It is the number one best sport for best exercise, said Parsons. St. Paul. In the St. Paul region, the Lakeland Cross-Country Ski Club, LCCSA, has also developed and upgraded cross-country ski trail networks at the West Cove Municipal Recreation Area, WMRA, and the St. Paul Golf Course. The latest trail conditions can be found at the LCCSA website, lakelandxcski.com. According to LCCSA, people can ski the trails every day, but rentals are limited due to the club's small fleet of equipment. Out at West Cove, if you're not a member of LCCSA, we ask that people pay $10 a day, and it's an honor system, said Joanne Lamoureux, a member with the LCCSA. The cost for youth is just $5. But, if you're a member, you don't have to pay. The ski trails at the St. Paul Golf Course are free for skiers to enjoy. Pierre Lamoureux, LCCSA president, added, "We certainly encourage people to buy a membership. Not only does a membership give individuals unlimited skiing, but it also supports the club in providing excellent cross-country ski trails in this area. In addition to the well-groomed trails, the club is organizing other activities, such as a skills development program for youth that began January 8. Pierre also said for the community to watch out for the public open house ski event that will be happening on January 22 at the St. Paul Golf Course. According to Pierre, the LCCSA will be offering all kinds of information related to cross-country skiing, including some basic skiing lessons. There will also be another open house in February. The club is also planning to host moonlight skiing sometime in February and March, weather permitting. While the LCCSA does try to offer lessons to people wanting to try skiing and has rented out equipment in the past, Pierre stated that because LCCSA is a volunteer club with a small number of members, TIT is limited in what it can offer. Pierre added that while the county and town are the club's key partners, its principal source of revenue comes from memberships and corporate donations. Despite the challenges, LCCS is hoping to add and develop more ski trails in St. Paul in the future, similar to the trails at West Cove, so it becomes a real Nordic center, said Joanne. The Lac La Biche region also has a number of cross-country ski trails, such as trails located at Shaw Lake and Sir Winston Churchill Provincial Park. Related. County and Lakeland Cross-Country Ski Club continue development of West Cove as winter destination.